Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. Hey, really quickly before we get started, we just wanted to say we're playing Orbital Blues for Orbital Blues Month, which is happening right now. Orbital Blues Month is a group collaboration on BackerKit, which launched April 1st, hosted by Soul Muppet Publishing. From new adventures and factions to new mechanics and spaceships, Orbital Blues Month will grow the scene with new material, with 6 different crowdfunding campaigns happening right now with 6 different creators. So if you're listening to this miniseries and decide you really like Orbital Blues, A, go pick up your own copy yourself, and then go to www.backerkit.com and look up Orbital Blues Month to see the cool things that are being crowdfunded. All right, we hope you enjoy this miniseries, and we'll see you amongst the stars. Listen in as 5 friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hey, welcome back to 5GMs Presents Orbital Blues. We got some guests. We're having a good time. We're taking showers.
Yeah.
I guess you're taking showers.
I only ever have a good time when I take a shower. Yeah.
Okay.
Take from that what
so
you want.
So very limited amount of time in your day, every day.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Adam.
Who are you playing?
Tallulah, the hand, the captain.
In air quotes.
No quotes, just the captain.
I put it in air quotes.
The captain. I pass.
Hi, I'm Yudi, and I am playing Flux, the mechanic. Put together the ship. No, I didn't make it explode. Thanks.
Hey, oh my gosh, it's me, Kendrick or Kendo, whichever you prefer. And once more, I'm playing Hawkins, the kid.
Hate that guy.
I don't know what's going on.
Love Kendo, hate Hawkins.
Oh, I don't understand why you would hate me, Captain.
I think they're both great.
You make me uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
You did make Hawkins cry.
Hawkins made himself cry.
Oh, hi, I'm Kim. I'm playing Ro, the muscle, and oh god, I don't know what's about to happen, and I'm so scared.
Well, you guys are all squeaky clean now?
Yeah.
That's what you think.
Are you hiding barbecue sauce somewhere?
Yeah.
That's a troubling.
Well, all right, you guys are all cleaned up as much as you did. And,
in amount, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you step outside and that guy that was the driver earlier, like, is finishing up loading up the stuff into the truck. He's all sweaty. He's
like, What's it look like?
He's just like a little dude, and he just has all these big boxes, these big bell boxes that he's like shoving into it.
Oh, those look real heavy.
And he's real sweaty. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I thought you guys were going to come out and help.
But oh, you guys didn't we were told show to up. Shower.
Yeah, we were told to clean up. You could have waited for us to get out.
Our buddy Hawk can get the last couple boxes.
Oh, no, I mean, they're just little. Like,
perfect, Hawk, get on it.
What?
I mean, also, the job was delivery. It didn't say anything about, you know,
loading.
Yeah.
I thought that since we kind of built a bit of a rapport.
I mean, I have a back condition.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't want to hurt your back. And yeah, the ribs are good.
Yeah.
You're all right.
What did you want me to do?
Oh, can you load up those last couple of boxes, Hawk? This guy's complaining about us not doing it.
No, I'm not complaining.
Are you getting paid for this?
Don't worry.
Yeah, I get paid.
Oh, well, then don't do his job. You're not getting paid to lift boxes.
Well, no, he's going to give pocket tip.
No, I want to prove.
Oh,
for helping.
Oh, I don't have much money. I only got a few credits on me.
Yeah, you can shoot a couple credits to like a credit or two. Oh. It's not a big deal.
No, I don't need money.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to have Hawk do your job for you and like not tip him. That's a little
rude. Right? He's not getting paid. You're getting paid. This doesn't seem very fair. Yeah.
Getting paid for work you didn't do. That's interesting.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Maybe I'll just go talk to the boss really quick.
Oh, okay.
Madame,
you know,
Dubois?
Yeah, you know what? I'll here. Here's a couple credits. Here. Thanks for helping me out.
Hawk, good
buddy.
Good job, Hawk.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm getting in the truck. I'm going to go get in the passenger seat.
Okay. So. It's all loaded up. There's a little GPS that tells you where to go. And the guy, he's like, oh, he's drinking some wine. Like, all right, well, it's all fueled up, ready to go.
You're driving us, right?
Oh, no. It's dangerous out there.
We don't know where it is.
Sorry, no, yeah, we don't. She didn't tell us where it was. She said that you were going to take us and drop us off.
Oh, but.
Did you not talk to your boss already?
No, they
just. You're just running blind
right
now?
She just told me to load up the truck.
Yeah, so you could take us.
But
I'll go talk to her and figure this out.
No, I mean, I guess I could take you, but I from what I understand, this is supposed to stay hush hush, and like I'm pretty well known among the Reno snakes. You know, I'm one of the top dogs. So
really?
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm one of the top dogs. I'm very well respected. So I mean, anyone would recognize me.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll just go ask Madame Dubois to send someone who's not well respected.
Or to tell us where to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's loaded in the GPS. Like, there's a little GPS in there. It tells you where to go. I mean,
like, you can't, like, wear a mask or something?
I mean, it's hot out here. Like,
it's a little warm.
It's a desert. The whole planet is a desert.
Does this guy have any hair?
Yeah, he has hair.
like long hair?
No, it's kind of short. It's a bit, like, covers his ears, you know?
Okay. Kind of, like, shaggy. So, like... Hawkins moves up behind him, taking out his boot knife. We could give you a haircut.
He could give you a haircut with that boot knife right there.
Oh, you know what? I'll drive. If it's fine. My hair is what I got going.
It's fine.
For
it's
me.
Taking too long. I'll drive. I'm gonna hop over to the driver's seat.
Oh, okay.
All right. See you later, man. Everyone, get in.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, you guys.
You should really think about cutting your hair.
Oh yeah. Oh, and be careful of the desert cats. They're like another biker gang. They kind of suck.
What do we mean kind of suck?
They're just dicks.
Like they're bad at being biker gang, or like they suck like they're dicks?
Both.
I mean, great news, they're bad at being a biker gang.
Yeah, we're way better. We're way cooler.
Is everyone in? I'm going to start driving.
Yeah,
I got in.
Remember what I said about the restaurant? If you ever open up a restaurant, I'm a good cook. Just not good at ribs, but
right,
I'm good at everything else.
You said you're a really good like chauffeur, right? Like for pickup?
No, I mean...
Yeah, for delivery.
Drive just take pizza away.
It's weird that guy kept trying to get us to hire him for a restaurant we don't own.
Yeah, we don't... And we weren't planning on opening,
yeah,
but...
Really on. Maybe we should open his own
restaurant.
I think
he just really wants to get out of here.
He's not that good, actually. He tried to give me some... Like, he, like, made some ribs for me last night. And... Or not last night, I guess. Like, however long... It was a while ago. Sorry. The shower really fucked me up. But he tried to give me some ribs.
I don't think it was the shower. I think it was all the crying that the captain made you do. But
the
yeah.
captain made you do. You're in control of your own eye ducts, all right? So if you cry,
wow, that's
it's
victim
a
blaming.
Personal choice. Victim blaming? He's not a victim. He's a crybaby.
Hey, okay, guys. I'm right here.
Yes, and you were being
the
a
The point
crybaby
was here. That he made me some ribs and they were bad. So I don't think we should hire him, even if we did start a restaurant.
Yeah, a restaurant's not a bad idea. Be a lot less ship crashes.
Restaurant work is way more difficult than being an outlaw. I'd much rather be an outlaw.
No, you're right. I can't make anything
you have to
blow
pay
up
taxes.
In a kitchen either.
You have to pay taxes. They overtax because they don't believe that you're claiming your tips. White ladies come in, complain. It's just too much.
All right, no
what
restaurants.
If the restaurant
scratch that.
What if the restaurant explodes? I have not survived a single restaurant explosion personally.
But you're still here.
Because I've never been in one, so I've never survived one. Are we almost there?
Yeah, so you're just trying. It's just an open desert. It's out in the middle of nowhere, so it doesn't take too long to get there.
Wow. There's a cactus.
Are you going to do that the whole time?
Every time I see a cactus, there's a cactus.
Which is all of them?
Ooh, no, just
there's
sand.
A vulture.
Where?
It's up there.
Freaky.
Man, they really... live like this. That's wild.
I mean, some people live in the desert.
Yeah, but I don't know, near something.
Yeah,
bored out of your mind.
Near the bar.
Right, that's probably all they do.
All the ribs. See, I'm seeing all this desert. I'm really starting to wonder where they get those ribs from.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it.
Kind of glad I didn't get to eat any.
So off in the distance, you guys see a light freighter. It's just kind of a big box. It's one of those just utilitarian kind of light freighters. And yeah, you guys go into it. That's where the GPS is telling you where to go.
Cool, yeah, I'm going to park and there's...
Oh, as you get close, you see that the ramp is down and there's a guy on a lawn chair, like partially in the shade. Like his arm is outside of the shade and it's sunburned and he's sleeping and he has a bunch of bottles of alcohol just kind of around him. And when you honk your horn, he's... And he pulls out his gun and just...
I roll my window. Hey, you drink yourself to sleep there?
No, I was just resting my eyes.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. No, I'm aware, situational awareness.
That's good. You're a...
I'm just here waiting for a delivery.
Of,
you know, some farming stuff.
You have a space tractor?
Yeah, it's in the...
Perfect. All right, yep, it's the guy.
Nice.
And he goes out and he's like, hey, so, do the trade.
Yeah, man, yeah, it's all in the back, I guess.
Okay, you gonna help me unload it?
I don't think they told us. Did they tell us
that?
To
wasn't
do that?
Really in
no,
the job.
They said deliver it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, this is gonna take me a while to unload.
We're not in a hurry.
I can unload it. It's fine.
No, you don't have.
Are you gonna give the kid a couple credits?
You're gonna tip him a couple credits. We're gonna make him do your job.
To help.
No, this is part of the deal.
The credits.
We were not told anything about that.
We were told deliver.
We were told we're making a drop here. To deliver.
If he does it quick, I'll give him a tip.
All right, you heard him.
Believe in you.
How quick?
Well,
I don't know. Let's say 15 minutes.
Yeah, how long would it take you personally? Yeah.
I don't know, it'd take me a while, but that's because I'm a little hungover. But you know.
I thought you were your situational awareness was like through the roof.
No, you know, being a little drunk helps keep my hand steady for shooting, you know?
I'm going to glance at his gun to see what he's got going on there.
So you look at his gun and he has on his hip, he put the gun back on his hip. So you see that the pants he's wearing is like a peacekeeper uniform pants and his gun is like standard issue for a peacekeeper. But he's just wearing like a regular shirt.
My eyes are going to know. Are you a fucking cop?
I mean, I used to be, but I'm trying to leave that life.
Trying or did?
I mean, I didn't, like, send in a resignation. I just left, so I don't know, like, what the paperwork looks like.
I'm just gonna tilt my head down a little bit so he doesn't recognize, and I'm just gonna, like, lean back in my seat.
Like, anyway, like, let me check the stuff, and if it's good, I'll tell you what you need to know.
I think as he says that, I want to take like a look around to make sure we're not about to get like jumped.
Okay, give me an observation check.
That's a 3 and a 5. Oh, an 8. Yes.
So you start looking around and you do something, see something way off in the distance. Like there's something shiny way off in the distance, but it's pretty far away. Like you can't make out what it is.
Like in an elevated area, kind of shiny in a distance.
No, it's just like away, because this is a pretty flat area, so it's just pretty far away, something shiny. Like, look, I'm just trying to get the stuff and leave, so, I mean, the faster we do this, the faster we could go, you know? And he's going to look at the box, and he's going to kind of just give a little, yeah, looks good, gives a little nod, like, oh, okay, yeah, it all looks good. So, unload this stuff, and then I'll let you guys know what you want to know.
I'll start unloading as quick as I can.
Good job.
I'm gonna get out. Thanks. And start walking around this place, and I'm just like lifting things up and just looking around.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be anything like around. It seems pretty remote.
Hey, so where's your space tractor?
It's already in the ship. You know, it's one of the things I was able to get pretty cheap. You know, got a good deal on it.
I just like lean in to look at it. Do I see the? I'm just looking for the space tractor.
Yeah, it's really nice too. It looks like a Naboo spider, you know, but like a tractor.
Hey, how much would you want for the space tractor?
I mean, I need it. You know, I mean, if you have another, like...
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a tractor in this stuff here.
No, this doesn't look like it has a tractor in it.
That's what she kept saying. That there was... She kept
saying
there's a tractor.
She said that you had a space tractor.
Yeah, I already have one. I got a good deal on it.
I'm about to get a good deal on it.
Oh, are you threatening me?
Not one bit.
Okay. Well, you know.
So, do you do this?
Like, often?
No, I usually don't quit my job and make deals to leave, you know.
When somebody, like, makes deals with, like, gangs and stuff, they don't really, like, I don't know, show up by themselves with a whole bunch of valuable merchandise.
Yeah, and their cop outfits to launch.
Look, wow.
I'm just trying to get this stuff and leave, all right?
Like, yeah, no, all right, yeah, for sure.
Just
put it in the ship. Like,
we could just kill you and take all this stuff. Yeah. Okay. You know that, right?
But then you won't know what to get.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we can sell it, get a new ship, and leave.
I mean,
we wouldn't want to leave the Esposito behind. She's trying to intimidate you.
So he kind of like starts looking around, and he starts like a tear starts going, like, I can't do anything, right? And he's trying to like lays on the ground.
Starts crying.
You made this guy cry.
I was just trying to die here. This extortion thing that like
I just want to leave.
Loaded up on the ship.
I like lean down. Yo, I put my hand on his shoulder, and I'm gonna take the gun off his head and be like, this life isn't for you, buddy. I'm going to hold on to this.
That's the whole point. I'm trying to leave.
No, you're good, man. You're loaded up. Go ahead and get out of here.
I became a peacekeeper because I wanted to help people, but they're all corrupt and I keep doing bad things.
No, okay. You seem like you're a good guy.
I don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm going to go to space hell.
You might go to space
hell. No, I'm pretty sure it's regular hell whether you're in space or not. I'll just leave the extortion to Hawk.
Did you ever see one of the peacekeepers do something crazy and like you look the other way?
That's basically my job.
Is like looking the other way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you might go to space now.
Oh, no.
I shoot him.
wait. We need the information.
I've been in prison.
Fuck.
I don't shoot him lethally. I shoot him like in the leg.
Oh,
I'm gonna die here. He starts trying to crawl to a ship.
I'm gonna step on the back of the leg that got shot. Like, stop moving.
You won't be able to walk that off.
Yeah. Please.
I'm sorry. I just feel like you have some owning up to do about some of the things that you've
done. That's the whole point. I'm trying to like make a new life.
Well, no, it seems like you're running away. And not helping.
Where are you helping really the people with this stuff?
I don't know. I was probably gonna find people. I don't have a plan. I just wanted the stuff. I was gonna leave.
This is something actionable. This is all I'm saying.
This is wild. I was just trying for some light extortion here, and you really looked at me like I was doing something wrong. He shot the guy, and you're not telling him anything.
Oh, come on.
I told him to stop shooting the guy. Do you want to take a shot at him since he shot you? I could give you your gun back. You want to take a shot at him?
I mean, will you guys shoot me if I shoot
him? No, if you get him, you get him. Do zigzags. No. He's going to take a shot at you. I'm taking one. You get one bullet.
If he pulls out his gun, I'm going to shoot him.
Well, I have his gun. I'm going to put it in his hand so he can take one shot at you. You shot him.
Okay, well, if you put I'm letting you know if you put his gun back in his hand, I'm going to shoot his hand off.
I don't know. Hawk sounds pretty earnest about that.
Just let the guy shoot. He's not going to hit you.
Also, somebody should probably stop the bleeding. He was the lookout guy.
I'm stepping on it. It should be fine.
He is technically still a cop. He hasn't resigned from his job.
I technically didn't resign, but I'm not there anymore.
Would
they
kill you if you resigned? I've always been kind of curious about that.
I mean,
I'm taking it.
It depends who finds me.
Unloading his gun and just leaving one bullet in there.
Because I know shit, so like depending on who finds me, they might just kill me.
Okay.
Right. So you know that information that we're supposed to get in exchange for all of this stuff? Well, all of this stuff is here, and so you should tell us before you bleed out, I guess.
Oh, I mean, okay. So, you know, this whole thing, they want the old auto shop. So the doctor that's at the auto shop has it right now.
Has
the briefcase that we need.
Yeah, the doctor, Dr. Sandro, he has it.
Dr. Sandro, hold on, I'm writing it down.
Auto shop. And where is this auto shop?
This is the whole point. You're here, isn't it? What are you guys doing? I thought this was the whole point.
Getting the information from you.
So we can go do it, but we don't know where the auto shop is. We're new here. We're new in town.
Oh.
We literally just crashed.
That explains a lot.
Regular landed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's just like kind of out in the outskirts. It's where all like the refugees hang out.
Okay. Refugees.
Well, I don't know if they're really refugees. They just kind of got pushed out, you know?
Maybe in their exile.
Yeah. I guess they're technically not refugees.
And were you a part of that?
I mean, I was a peacekeeper in the city.
So the Dr. Sandro?
Yeah.
Dr. Sandro has it in an auto shop. He's at the auto shop?
No, he's just working up. He's trying to help the people there.
Oh, okay, so Dr. Sandro has a briefcase.
Yeah.
I see how fixing cars is going to help people, but okay.
They want the auto shop, which he has access to.
Yeah, he's at the auto shop.
At the refugee thing. Okay, any more information for us?
I mean, look, I think it's pretty interesting that you guys are being mean to me when you're also working for a gang.
Well, no, we dislike you because you're a porky porky pig.
Oh.
And we hate
you. Not the gang stuff. The gang stuff's fine.
Fine's debatable.
I mean, a lot of people have to find, like, security on the outskirts of society within criminality because they can't find space within the society because it is actively oppressing them and pushing them towards criminality in order to kind of continue its machination.
My boy's wicked smart.
I have been a victim of the prison system.
Yeah, but you guys are working for Dubois. She doesn't care about any of this. She's just trying to get Tony.
Oh, okay, cool.
Who's Tony?
Tony, you running that? Yeah, you want to tell us who Tony is?
Tony's the head of the family that owns the whole city.
Okay, why does she want to get Tony?
Yeah, Dubois, she's just a bounty hunter. She doesn't care about any of this.
Bounty hunter. Okay.
And she's getting, you know, she's a bit older now. So she just wants some big thing for her reputation, probably.
And do you know what's in the briefcase?
No.
Oh, I don't believe you.
I'm
going to
just press down on his leg, really. That's my foot.
Oh, no.
What? Hold on, I can't hear you over you yelling.
Okay, yes. It has a lot of money in it.
Oh, cool. Catch. And I'm going to toss him the gun.
Oh.
Does he catch it?
Let's see if he catches it. He's going to have just a bit. Oh, yeah, he does. He even does like a
I shoot
cool
his hand
spin.
Off.
All right, well, give me a roll. Give me a roll.
Okay, cool. I do have devil's right hand, so I always attack with upper hand when I'm using my pistol. and it's... Plus shooting is plus savvy, right? Or plus
grit? Yeah, plus savvy.
Plus savvy.
Plus savvy. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you roll 3, you drop the lowest, right?
Yes. So that is a 6 and a 5, an 11 plus 1. That's 12.
Yeah, so you shoot you shoot this guy's hand. Like,
Wow!
Oh,
ooh, why would you catch it, dude? He said he was going to shoot your hand off.
I thought I could be faster.
Oh, my God. There's only one bullet in it. You could even kill him with the one bullet.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Wow, you're going to bleed out.
Hey. Yeah, I'm going to bleed out.
Hey, you want to know something?
Yeah.
And I'm going to take my tank top, and I'm going to, like, take it, like, out. I'm, like, going to untuck it from my, like, jumpsuit that's, like, tied around my waist. I'm going to take it off, and I'm going to, like, start ripping it apart. And I'm going to start bandaging around the places that I shot him to stop the blood loss.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I believe you have to do a grit check.
A grit check?
Correctly. Oh, yeah.
That is 9 plus 2, 11.
All right, yeah. And then I think he does a body check to see if he's good. Oh, yeah, he's good. All right, yeah, so he seems to be fine.
Cool, you're not going to die.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, if you didn't shoot me, then...
Well, you pulled a gun on him.
I didn't.
Can I offer you some advice?
Yeah.
If you actually want to make a change in your life and undo the harm that you've done, you should actually take steps towards moving towards materially helping people, because you're choosing to be so, like, disinvolved in that kind of process is actually just you kind of scapegoating any kind of, like, actual consequences for the physical harm you've done to people.
Man, yeah, the thing is that you shot me, though, so I don't think you're a reliable source for my best interest.
How many people have you shot?
Only a couple, but they all had it coming, probably.
And what makes you say that?
I'm taking the guy's tractor. The tractor's too nice.
No, please.
He can't even drive it
please.
With his fucked up leg. I'm going to take the tractor.
It's a really good tractor.
It's a really good tractor.
It's like one of the best.
I'm getting the tractor and I'm starting it up.
Oh, please.
Woo! Just fucking, how slow is it?
I mean, it's fairly slow.
Wow. Look at that thing go.
Hey, do you guys think he can move with his bad leg? I'm honking at him and just driving towards him real slow.
He's going to start rolling.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Just keep driving at him. All right. Yeah. Have fun putting it back in. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Cool. We leave the guy.
Okay. See, did you put it in? Did you put the boxes in the ship for him, or did you?
Well, I just pulled the tractor out of the ship, so I'm pretty sure I knocked all the boxes out.
Oh, no. Oh, I have a bad leg and a bad hand. I can't load this up.
Man, that's going to be tough.
But you're not going to bleed out. So there's that.
Oh, no.
Take a night. Take a nap.
Take a nap.
in the middle of the desert.
Just get in your ship.
There's literally nothing around. You'll be fine.
There's the desert cats out here. They might attack me.
Close the door. You'll
get in the ship.
Well, you know, we'll leave your gun for you.
Oh, yes, here. And then all your bullets are somewhere in the sand. I just dropped them.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well,
if I see you searching before we drive off, though, I will kill you.
Oh, okay. Well, hope you guys get killed out there.
Thanks. You too. Yeah. All right, let's go. Man, that guy's a real fucking asshole.
Thank you all for backing me up on that.
Yeah, I mean, the minute I saw his pants, kind of didn't like him, and I really wanted to drive that tractor.
Why were you looking at his pants?
Because I look at everybody's pants.
Is that, that's just the thing you do?
Yeah, the ankles of your pants are all frayed, so I know you work hard.
I don't know how I feel about that.
The ankles of her pants are tucked in real tight. Because she can't have her pants getting caught on anything.
Looking at people's pants.
Look
huh?
at everybody's
That's
pants.
The
it
first
tells
thing you,
you
notice.
If they're a brand new pair of pants, you can't trust a bitch. If they're pants of a cop, it's a cop. Also, it's like if anyone's wearing Oakleys, they're an undercover cop. And so it's one of those things where you can kind of just like figure out yes or no if I trust this person. It's typically no.
From their pants.
100% from their pants. Someone back me up on this.
Right. That works out for you most of the time?
Well, just
worked
right
out here.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty obvious he was a cop because he had the gun too, but
attached to his.
Sure, you know what?
Pants.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah. It's it. Do you want to be captain? You've had a weird air about you the past couple of days. Like
no,
right before,
not
right
really.
Before we crashed into when we crashed, which your fault by the way. You've been being real critical of my captaining.
No, I'm pretty sure like
no,
the parts were giving out anyways, and we were gonna have to get new parts.
All right. So, anyways, this lady. She's bad. She's a bounty hunter. Hate bounty hunters. Also, you told that super awesome bounty hunter that I have a bounty on my head, so that's great news. So she's going to double-cross us later on.
Likely.
But the briefcase has a bunch of money. The people here are in bad state, and I have a feeling that due to what we just did, this guy's going to want to help them.
Right, but we still need to get a fix.
Yes.
Ship or a different ship, hopefully better than the one you got us from the junkyard.
Our ship is perfect.
Sure.
Our ship is perfect. It's a mechanic problem. And so I think that our best, because here's the thing now, is that she's not going to let us get our ship. So we're going to have to sneak in and get our ship before we reveal that we have this, before she even knows we're back.
Right. You said a lot of words.
Okay. All right, so
we're gonna go and get this suitcase
or briefcase, some sort of case full of what we now know as money.
Yes. Right, and we're gonna get that.
Yes.
Now, okay, so let's go do that, and then we'll figure it out afterwards. You're getting
so
ahead
love,
of things.
I see. Getting ahead of things is important.
No, because we didn't know we were gonna meet.
Sometimes
a
stuff
cop.
Just snowballs into itself.
See,
and if
exactly.
we have a soft plan going into it, I think we're better off.
No.
We're going.
Did you know we were going to meet a cop?
Exactly.
We'll just figure it out as we go. It's fine. Let's go get this briefcase.
Sure, let's go get the briefcase. Can we figure out where this? Like he gave us a general direction.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He told you it's the Tomatano Automobile Plant.
All right. I'm gonna put it in the. I'm like sitting there like chicken pecking at the deep in GPS.
Got it.
Like hold on.
You misspelled it.
Yeah, hold on. I'm like pressing back.
You're pressing the space.
No. That's the. Oh, sorry. Deleting. Can someone else do it? I'm like halfway done. I think someone will be faster at this.
You got it. All right. You're captain.
Captain's running the GPS. That's crazy. Yeah.
So off in the distance, you start hearing motorcycles as you're typing this in.
I think you should type faster.
Yeah, I'm going to type faster.
All right. So it comes up and it's not too far.
Cool.
You should press it.
Is it through those motorcycles?
I mean, it's in the direct, like, the motorcycle is to your right, and it's kind of forward, so, like...
Just drive.
Gone, right. Yeah, peeling out, yeah.
All right, give me a check to see if you, like, get out of here quick before whatever's going on goes on.
What do I add to it?
I mean, whatever stat you could justify.
I use savvy?
Yeah.
Cool. So, 9.
All right, so, yeah, you peel off. You see in the distance there's some motorcycles, and they're heading towards that guy's crater.
Man, he's gonna get rubbed.
Oh, man.
I should have taken the tractor.
We should have checked what was in the boxes.
How close are they?
I mean, they'll be here pretty quick, but they're still I'll get up a
couple minutes, gonna like take couple the minutes away. Aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. They'll be like 5-10 minutes.
I'm doing a full loop around. Get the box. Get the box. Put it back in the stuff.
Oh
get
my god.
Get
okay,
the box.
Fine.
Get the easiest to pick out boxes.
I'm gonna see what box I can grab and like put on the back.
We're all running out and grabbing a box.
Give me a muscle check to see if you guys each grab.
Oh my god.
I have really bad muscle. I don't get a box. I got a 5.
Oh no.
Ugh. 7.
10.
Okay, so yeah, you grab a big box.
Yes.
And what did you get?
7.
7? You aren't able to get anything.
Well, I just put a big box on the back.
Woo, we got a box.
Kendo, what did you get?
I also got a 7.
Oh, yeah. No, you just got one big box, so.
All right.
Yeah. Hop back in and just peel off.
I hope that's my box. I need
hope
that.
They don't kill you.
Oh, good luck.
They're probably going to kill me. You're sending a man to his death.
Gone.
Whoa, isn't that something you're familiar with?
Dude, a good zinger, but we were already gone.
I know, I thought of it too late.
It's okay, he felt it in his soul.
Yeah, he knows what he did.
Oh, yeah. We should probably get out of these guys' range.
Oh, yeah,
and
we're just like peeling
just
off.
Keep driving. And then we can look what's inside the box.
All right. So, yeah, you guys are now a pretty good distance away, and you're approaching this this old automotive plant. You can see it off in the distance, and it's pretty run down. It looks abandoned.
Yeah. I just kind of pull into a parking spot. But I like do like a back in, back out, back in kind of thing.
I'm trying to
make sure I'm not on the line. Hold on. Not used to the wheels.
I'll be lookout.
The odds are against you. You've got the best crew on this side of the galaxy. You're in a Samsonite frame strapped to a Rutgart V-24 grav slider, and only 3 of your other competitors want to kill you. You remember the plan. You know your rig isn't fast enough, and most of these other racers could leave you in a cloud of stardust. But you're not here to win. You're here to steal the massive vault belonging to the crime boss sponsoring this race. You're just a distraction. In partnership with Soul Muppet Publishing and Plus One XP, Andrew Bowman and Wes Franks present F-Infinity. F-Infinity is a sourcebook for Orbital Blues focused on the high-octane world of space racing. It takes place in the professional high-class world of Formula Infinity Hyperprix, all the way down to the dust and muck-covered low-class realm of stock jet racing, and everything in between, combining them with the lo-fi future of Orbital Blues in a brand new setting, the Senna system. F-Infinity features a bespoke racing mechanic for use in any Orbital Blues campaign or one-shot, new planets, race circuits, and the locales surrounding them, brand new troubles, gambits, mementos, and more, new enemies and rogues gallery, bounties, space events, and adventures set in the racing world, featuring the writing of Quinn Blackwell, Lynn Codega, Wes Franks, Dusty Hill, Quinn B. Rodriguez, and Adria Slattery, and the art of Andre Bowman, B. O'Connor, and Tony Tran, and the editing of Richard Rain and Heather Romansky. By backing F-Infinity and the rest of the fantastic project featured in Orbital Blues Month, you can help them rocket past their funding goal and into exciting new stretch goals. Grab your helmet, a few D6s, some friends, and visit ttrpg.link/speedofsad to support now.
In the far reaches of the world, under a lost and lonely hill, lies the forgotten Tomb of Corridors and all its many ills. This labyrinthine crypt, filled with monsters, traps, and treasure, seeks to destroy your mortal form and seal your soul forever. Originally called Tomb of Horrors, based off the original created in 1979, included in my version of Tomb of Corridors will be its own background information, a legend of the tomb as it relates to the land of Hyrenor, and quite a few unserious hijinks. I'm Amelia Somm, and I will be your dungeon master. Embarking within the tomb, we also have
Haley as
the Queen's Ravens,
Stella Jo as the Sacrificial Sisters of Alpha Kappa Mori,
Cyrus as a lesbian who keeps coming back wrong.
New episodes release on Mondays, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romantic novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how hopecore seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBCManySided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
So around this building, there is like a makeshift wall, and there are like some guards watching it, but they're just kind of in like whatever gear they seem to have. It doesn't seem to be any kind of uniform.
Do they see us?
Yeah, you went to a parking spot.
Hey! Hi, we're here to talk to the doctor.
Why do you need to talk to the doctor?
How armed are they?
They both have like rifles.
There's two of them?
Yeah, there's two of them.
Yeah, oh. Flux leans over, hey, where are we supposed to, like, take this, like, steal the briefcase?
Yeah, but I haven't said anything about briefcase yet.
Right, so how are you... I thought we were going to park around back and then, like, try to sneak in and take it.
I'm going to take out my boot knife and just slowly press into your leg. So my friend got stabbed.
Oh.
And we were out in the desert and we knew that the doctor was here, so we needed to get that checked on. Oh, the knife's still in there, too.
Oh, man. Good thing you left it in.
Yeah, that's crazy. You could bleed out when.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you could bring him in. I'd hurry if you were. It looks like you're bleeding a lot.
Yeah. Oh man, Ro, can you carry?
I can carry
Flux in. Thank you.
We keeping an eye on you though. Don't try anything funny.
No. Yeah, oh, I would never.
She's looking at you with death in her eyes.
Oh, that looks like it hurts. Oof.
You guys ain't working for like, the.
The Wildcats or whatever they're called.
Ow, my leg.
No.
Somebody stabbed it.
Hey, whoa, hey.
You don't work for the Purrazzo family or the snakes, do you?
No, we're new in the planet and Mai got stabbed by somebody.
Oh.
She got stabbed by someone working for the snakes.
Oh, yeah, that sucks, bro.
Yeah.
Ow, my leg. I'm going to fucking kill you later.
All right, come on in. We're going to watch you, though.
As you should.
Make sure you ain't spies.
No, I would never be a spy.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm too recognizable.
Oh,
I do like the square around my face.
Cool. All right, they open the gate.
Cool. We need a doctor! My friend Flux is bleeding out!
I'm bleeding out!
In my arms.
Okay, so you guys walk into this
automotive
plant.
I can't believe you really did that.
That's fine.
Well, next time we need a ruse, I'm going to stab you. Oh, yeah, I need to get a
One for one. One for one. That's not a big deal.
You can borrow a Hawk's knife.
I'm going to want that back, though. It's my boot knife.
So you walk in, and so it's like this pretty dilapidated building, but it looks like they're trying to fix it up. And there's just like groups of people. Like they look like families, just kind of like just trying to make a little home for themselves. And things are looking pretty rough here. So, but then they're like, oh, you need the doctor? He's just out right down there. There's like an office where he works out of.
Perfect. Alone in there?
There's the other patients.
Oh, okay. I'm just scared that my friend screaming from all the pain she's in is going to distract other people.
God, I'm going to stab
you
so hard.
Oh, no, it's fine.
We'll be fine. You stab me later.
We get caught up in battles a lot, so there's a lot of screaming in there.
What kind of battles?
Pain, agony.
Oh, you know, the snakes and the Peraza family.
The snakes and the Peraza family, not the cats, the wild cats.
The desert, they just kind of, you know, sometimes, but we're kind of a fortified position, so it's a bit harder for them to deal with us.
Right, but not for the snakes to deal with you.
No, because they're trying to take this place, so,
My vision, it's blurring.
Okay. We should get our friends.
I'm sorry for giving you exposition. make sure to get your friend in.
No, of course, thank you.
While I'm bleeding out?
All right, so you get to the doctor, and he's like in this like little office area, but they've made shifted into like a little like hospital, and there's like
a couple
people.
It's real dirty in here.
And then there's like an old guy. He's like, oh, is your friend hurt?
Oh,
sit down. We got a bed here.
Here, and I'll put her down.
It takes a couple seconds, and then she lets go of your knife.
Yeah.
She's like, no, that was kind of nice.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take that knife out now.
Don't take it out.
You're not supposed to do that.
Well, it's a nice knife. I thought I'd just kind of keep it on me. I'm like cleaning it off.
Oh, you already have like a sheath for it?
I lost my blue knife a while ago.
Oh, and it just happens to fit?
How many sheaths and knives do you have?
Oh, I mean, it feels like knives are always just kind of special, you know? I don't know.
Special knives? What kind of knives?
In an economy?
Can you
fix my friend?
So he starts, like, putting some bandages and stuff on, and he quickly stops the bleeding and helps you out.
I'm going to scan the room.
Yeah.
All right, give me an observation.
I was like, I want to look for a briefcase, suitcase.
Bandaging me up.
Oh, got a
six. That's a fucking four.
Do I add anything to observation?
No.
Oh, man, six.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
That is Z6.
Oh, you guys.
Is there anyone else in here?
There's like a woman who's asleep on one of the beds, and then there's like just one other guy who's kind of hurt, but he's like kind of reading a book.
I'm just going to start going through his drawers.
What book are you reading?
You look at he just has like random supplies and stuff.
Okay, I'm just like opening his drawers. Like,
you do see that there's like an area that's kind of curtained off that it looks like he probably keeps like person stuff in there.
Oh, I just pull it back and peek behind
him. You see that there is like a briefcase.
Ooh. Kind of. Walk back there.
He's like, hey, that's my personal area.
Sorry, I just look comfy and it's like not dirty over here, so I'm going to sit down.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's fine. Just try not to touch anything, you know?
Yeah, well, ow. Touching stuff with my bottom. Still. God damn it.
What book was that guy reading, Hawk?
I don't know. He hasn't answered yet.
Oh, you know, I'm just reading one of the classics, To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah.
Wow, I love To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh. Do you have any alcohol?
There's some tequila right here. I'm going to pick it up and walk it back over.
Oh, I mean, that's my nice tequila, you know.
Oh, so nice. I haven't had some nice stuff in a while. She just grabs it.
As I walk out, I'm going to relocate the briefcase to somewhere a little more out.
So when you pick it up, it is like pretty heavy. You're like, ooh, this is a pretty heavy briefcase.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to loop it around to like, I'm going to put it under his desk where like where everyone kind of sees. I'm just going to slide it under the desk.
Give me a savvy check to kind of...
Great, wonderful.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Ooh. Oh, perfect. Yeah, so you slip it on and no one really seems to notice. But you bring your friend
bring the tequila. I pop it open, take a swig, and then hand it to you.
I kind of need that for the rough nights. You know?
Rough nights? Yeah, this is a rough night. My friend got stabbed.
Oh, okay, sure.
How are you feeling?
Like there's blood missing, but
you lost quite a bit of blood. Like you almost got hit right in the artery. You would have.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, it was really close. Creepy. Really close. Like
they didn't get hit in the artery though. So it's not like whoever did it,
you
would have
been
skilled.
Dead in minutes. Good thing you got here as quick. Yeah. Good thing it missed. Like if it would have hit that, you probably wouldn't have made it in here in time.
Oh, good for me.
I wonder maybe whoever did it knew what they were doing.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways, so you're just like an altruistic doctor and you just come and work with poor people for free and stuff?
I mean, yeah, I do what I can, but...
Got a pretty cozy setup back there. I mean, you have nice tequila.
Yeah,
I mean... a really nice pair of boots.
This is very nice, actually.
I mean, look, I do...
look like they're like my size.
I was a pretty well-known doctor. Like, I have a decent amount of money, but, you know...
Wish I had a free pair of boots.
Well, I kind of need the boots for the desert.
You have boots on, and there's boots in there, and those are nice.
Those are like my nice boots.
I'll leave you my boots. They're broken in.
You know, I still need to like go back to town to do work to make money to support to help these people out. You know,
okay, yeah. And so, what do you do for work for money?
I'm a doctor.
Oh, a doctor by trade.
Yeah, by trade.
Okay. What do you love to do? Like, what's your?
Oh, I just really love doctoring and helping people.
I thought maybe it was like. Something else.
You never know.
Anyways.
Hey, is there any chance you can get more liquor?
I mean, eventually when I go back in town.
Yeah, Lux is going to finish that tequila.
Around here, you can go grab real quick.
I mean, there are some people selling.
Oh, so painful bleeding.
Oh,
please go get my friend some medicine. Please.
I kind of need to watch over my friend here. She's unconscious. She's really badly hurt.
What happened to her?
She's been trying to fix up these machines, but something went wrong and it collapsed on her.
I'm good with machines.
Well, that doesn't help my friend who's dying.
No, but do your machines need something?
A little bit of CPR.
I can look at the machines.
Oh, I mean, yeah, if you could look at the machines, that'd be great.
What kind of machines are they?
Well, this is an automotive place, so it's all just stuff. We're trying to like fix it up to try to hopefully like get some jobs going, you know?
Ooh, right.
Oh, jobs.
And then also for like defenses, because the Peraza family and the Reno snakes keep fighting.
Why do they want this place?
Well, the Peraza family wants to just tear it all down and build a casino. And then the Reno Snake Lady wants to refurbish it and make it a, you know, kind of like what we do, make it operational again for jobs.
Why don't you just work with
her? Yeah,
though?
Why don't they... Why is she just trying to take you by force?
Yeah, just, like, make a deal with you guys, yeah?
Because I... She's just kind of a lesser evil, you know? And I'm trying to... Because she's all the same. Mm-hmm. She's just gonna put her people in charge and... Have these people working for next to nothing.
No, that makes sense.
Like, she pretends like she cares, but...
But she doesn't.
She doesn't. Like, you look at how she controls her area, it's with an iron fist. She's very... You're either with us or against us,
and those ribs.
Yeah, those ribs are good.
Anyways. So you're gonna go get that liquor for us?
I mean... I guess, I need to look after my patient. Like, I can't just leave.
I can watch them.
Yeah. Hawk is a sort
studying.
Of like, yeah, is mm-hmm. like a jack of all trades type. Yep. Wicked smart.
Now that he has his tank top off, you can see that like his entire body is covered in like prison tattoos.
Okay.
Had a lot of time to study.
Trustworthy man.
Okay. I mean, I've been expecting a delivery of medicine for a while, so
oh, nice.
You know, I'm afraid the peacekeepers might have taken it, but you never know. Sometimes things get
cool. Sounds good. So you're gonna go check for that. So.
Not very peaceful, are they?
No, they're owned by the Peraza family, so you know.
And everybody.
Yep, that's how it goes. Well, I'll go see if I can get some cheap liquor for you guys. Just keep an eye if anything happens, give me a yell.
Yep, sounds good.
He steps away. We'll yell.
Okay, I'm the doctor now.
What are we gonna do with
the guy reading the book is still right there.
Okay. Punch him in the face, knock him out or something.
I can distract him.
How? I don't know if I like the way that sounded.
I can engage him in conversation.
I know lots
about Ann Harper Lee.
All right.
Yeah.
Give me like a grit check to see if you're able to distract this guy.
Fuck.
Okay. My grit is +2, so I don't know why you're saying fuck.
Dude, we've just been doing so bad on rolls, brother.
Well, that's a 6 + 2 + 2.
Hey!
So 6 + 2 = 4, 10.
All right. So, yeah, the guy's like, oh, hey, you like reading books, too? I like reading books.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Have you seen the film adaptation of To Kill a Mockingbird?
No, I think films are the lesser media.
That's an interesting but very wrong opinion to have, I think. But I'm interested in what makes you say that.
Yeah, they're never as good as the book, you know. It always takes away a bit of the soul, you know. That's how I feel.
Is it? Do you feel like it's actually taking away a soul from the work, or is it just that you can no longer view yourself in the work now that it's been adapted through someone else's eyes?
And no, so that's
you're
stupid.
Trying to put upon an expectation on the film that you know you're okay. You don't seem to be like a very... It doesn't feel like you're a very introspective person.
Well, look, sorry. I've been dealing with a lot. I recently got kicked out of my place because they keep bringing rent up. And then fucking Reno Stakes are being assholes. And I had to move again. And now I'm here. And I just like to read books. Is that so wrong? Do you have a problem with that?
No, it's not. No. Hey, no. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just asked you if you watched movies and then you shat on movies.
Okay,
you know?
So we need to figure this out before Hawk shoots this guy.
Yeah, because that's escalating fast.
He's going to shoot this guy so fast.
Okay, so. So I got the case. I'm going to go open it up and look inside of it now.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Wait, did he just leave?
Yeah.
I'm like right there. I'm behind the desk. I look inside the case.
You open it and it's empty. But it is pretty heavy.
I'm gonna fill around the lining.
Give me like a savvy check.
4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, 7.
Oh, man.
Guys, it's empty, but it's real heavy.
That's odd.
Get over here.
Why would she want an empty suitcase?
Okay.
I slide it to you.
I don't have any savvy. So this will be interesting. Can I try to make a check, though?
Yeah, you can give a savvy check.
I'm gonna feel around? ? A 5? Yeah, I don't know why it's so heavy.
Can I just try again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, time's ticking.
5, 6, 7, 8.
So you do, as you're, like, poking around the sides, you find, like, one part will kind of slide open, and it opens up, so, like, the lining is full of credits. Like, it's a bunch of money.
It's a bunch of money. Just close it. Well, you want to go take this cigar?
Me?
Yeah. Or you want to stay here?
We do have to leave eventually.
Yeah, might as well just go put it in the car now.
You're right.
Here you go. I'm just gonna put my like wrap, like my poncho over it.
Yeah.
This is...
Would you like me to do it?
No.
I'll do it.
I don't know if you can carry it.
I can carry it. I carried it out from the...
Yeah, but can you carry it to the car?
I can make it to the car. It's fine.
All right. I'm gonna, how is there only just the one way out from this
There is like another area? Little side door, yeah.
Do I go through the side door?
Probably. I'm going to go run interference. Doctor, doctor, your friend! She's snoring weird!
Oh, like, oh no!
I'm going to go out the side door.
Goddamn, we didn't even decide if we're keeping the money, giving it to someone.
Side of the car.
I can't even run after you because my leg is bleeding.
I'm still inside. I come back in with the doctor. Oh, never mind. It seems like she's fine.
Oh, I was worried she might.
That was weird. She did like... It was really odd.
Yeah, she hit her head pretty hard, and I'm really worried she'll stop breathing. She's basically the only thing keeping the society together.
Oof,
if she dies,
then... check if she is breathing?
Wait, if she had a concussion, you shouldn't let her sleep.
You can sleep off concussions. It'll be fine.
Well, during that early period of time, you don't really want to, just in case.
No, she was knocked out. I tried to wake her
up.
Oh,
she not come back from consciousness?
No.
Oh,
that's why we're really hoping for this medicine to come in.
Okay, right. So there's medicine coming in.
And you're sure she's breathing?
Yeah, she's breathing.
And you don't have like any credits to bribe someone to get like medicine in here?
Well, yeah, that's what I did, but they haven't shown up yet.
Oh, interesting.
Hey, wait, hold on a second. Can I go check the crate that we took from the one guy?
Yeah, you can go check it.
Yeah, I'm just going to, like, you know, nonchalantly, like, go out, like, oh, I'm just checking something in the car, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to peek open the crate.
Oh, yeah, you open the crate, and it does look like medicine.
I very nonchalantly, like, I close it, and I come back in. So, Doc, how much would you say the medicine would be worth to you if someone were to go and get it for you?
I mean, we don't have much here. I mean... I have some stuff.
I mean, you're telling me, it sounds like you're telling me that you aren't willing to pay anything to help keep your society running.
I paid a lot of money to get them smuggled out here.
But if it sounds like the peacekeepers took them, then it really feels like you need someone to go retrieve it, and that's a different job.
And we're pretty good at stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, you could have those boots.
Yes.
I mean, you could have free medical from me.
And you have no money on your person whatsoever?
Like you'll heal our friend here? You'll help?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know. What do you want? Like, we don't have money, but we do have some stuff.
I mean, credits would be great. So you have zero credits on your person at all?
No.
I mean, any other resources?
I have like a bit. I have like a handful. Like, you could probably get a good lunch.
Oh, yeah. We'll take those.
Oh, okay. I'll give you... I have 20 credits.
Cool, yeah.
There's nothing in your entire community worth anything of value to you.
Well, I got boots and 20 credits, so I think we're doing pretty
else? Well, everyone here is, like, just getting by. So if they have anything valuable, they're probably going to want to hold on to it.
No, totally, totally, totally.
Even if it means the collapse of their entire community?
I mean, I could go talk to them.
Didn't you say...
I'm going to pull Hawk aside. Like, buddy, I think we're extorting the wrong people. I hate the duck.
I'm going to go talk to them, see what we could bring together.
He's a doctor.
Wait, hold on. Give
us
1 second.
Savings.
Okay. Because
You said you go back to the city and work in the city, so you got to have something on you.
I mean, I don't have much on me. I have some in the city, but I spent most of my money trying to get the medical supplies in.
Okay. You had some real fancy stuff back there. Can I just snag whatever I want back there?
Sure, you can take what you want.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Yeah, I'm just going to go into, like, the back room and just start picking stuff up.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to, like, throw a blanket over my hands, and I'm just going to start walking out.
Oh, okay.
I snagged that briefcase, too. It was real cute.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, yeah, you could have that. It's just, like, a weird heavy briefcase this guy paid me with. You could have that for sure.
What?
I don't mind.
Who would pay you with a briefcase? That's a weird form.
Some old janitor from one of the stations just somehow got a bunch of money and then, like, spent it all, and then got beat up at one of the casinos for, like, being drunk and disorderly, and so I fixed him up and he paid me with this shitty briefcase.
Where's the old janitor from?
From one of the stations, from station Sutler 47. It's a little fuel depot kind of thing.
We'll take those 20 credits. I'll take the briefcase. I'll take the boots. This blanket. Really fluffy. I'm going to take this one. You can have the old one.
Okay. Anything else you guys want?
I can't think of anything.
Flex still needs to be as Flex's leg.
You're gonna fix Flex's leg when we get the medicine back here, right?
I mean, she's already pretty fixed up. Like, I stopped the bleeding. It's
right,
yeah, like
but you can put a little medicine.
I mean,
on
if
it,
you
right?
have the medicine, yeah, if you bring the medicine, I'll give her some medicine.
Yeah, we're gonna go get the medicine.
Do you happen to have any shots of adrenaline as a part of your like medical like kit?
I mean,
I'm like shaking my head no vigorously at him.
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I mean, I have some smelling salts if you want like a little pick me up.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Well, I'm just saying we might end up in a situation where we might need to resuscitate someone, and adrenaline is a very easy way to kind of help bring someone back.
Well, I mean, it depends on the medicine you bring me, I guess.
Okay, I'll bring it in. And then I just go, I go to the truck and I unload the crate and I bring it in.
Oh, that was quick. I didn't expect you guys to get back here so quick.
I'm fully surprised. Whoa. Huh.
Oh,
nice.
Thank you so much. You might be able to keep this community together a little bit longer. And he gives you a hug.
All in a day's work. And I give him like a really earnest hug back.
All right. So he's got to medicine up your leg so it's feeling better. And then he's going to start helping the lady out with giving her some stuff.
All right, well, let's get the hell out of here.
Well, see, you, like, as we're, you know, walk out, she's like, you wanted to extort the people that had the briefcase with the money? And then you tried, and we didn't get anything out of it, so...
I think we're mixing up usages of extort, and secondarily, we got the briefcase, so we got something out of it.
Right, we have the briefcase, but you were like, no, don't extort these...
Don't
gang members, let's go extort the person that has the briefcase with the money.
Okay, right, yes.
And so we didn't extort the gang members.
This was pre me knowing
exactly.
that the person,
we
right?
We didn't know there was going to
be a
cop.
Plans can
we
change.
We didn't know there was
plans can
be
change, but you should
doctor.
Still have a plan.
And that is the whole go with
Here's
the
my hat.
Flow
you're captain
thing.
Now. Yay!
No.
Yay, you're captain.
I don't want to.
You can drive. You're captain, you can drive.
I don't want to.
Hey, guys, why are we so upset?
You're captain, you can drive.
What's happening?
I'm in the back seat. Captain can drive.
Why does Flux have the hat?
Because Captain Flux is the captain.
It
now.
Is a good hat.
Flux comes up with all the ideas. Flux
no.
ideas are always
what
wants to go with the
there?
Flow.
What happened
when we go
in
with
there?
The flow and get blown up because you like blowing shit up, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be a great time.
What happened?
So
in there?
He just doesn't like that his plans aren't working out, and then I told him he should.
Every
go
plan
with
I've
the
had
flow.
Has worked fine.
Sure.
Oh my god.
So what was in the
oh
big box back there?
Oh my god. I have no clue. Where did you get that medicine from?
Oh, it was the stuff that we stole from that cop. That was the medicine.
Oh,
we were
that makes
medicine.
Sense. Nice.
Okay.
Cool. Damn, I wonder
I think actually we just took out the middleman because I think that guy was going to bring medicine here and like to complete
the
loop.
Oh, he's probably dead.
Oh, he's probably dead for sure. But also, he was about to get raided by those guys, so I don't even know if the medicine would have made it.
Well, yeah.
I'm also wondering, because that's potential, but also, he said he played a couple of peacekeepers. I'm wondering if the people we got the medicine from to drop it off with that guy were actually was going to deliver it, and that the people that we got it from just stole it from those guys.
Mate,
A lot of too many hands in the pot.
That's why I don't like plans. They get so complicated. Just
so
what do you want to do and just
this
do
briefcase.
It?
Briefcase.
The doctor didn't know that the briefcase was full of credits.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then how do you get
wait,
it?
How do the sand snakes know that it's full of credits?
That's a great question.
Well, so what do you say it was? Which one call it 18?
Sutler 47.
Yeah, so he thinks he got like a heavy, weird, empty briefcase as payment, right? Because he's a nice person, apparently,
Well, I mean, like, you know, you might need a hefty briefcase at some point. You never know.
Hit somebody with.
Hawk has done all of the extorting. I've done no extorting. Before I knew that he was a good doctor.
Briefcase. Got it from someone else?
Maybe.
I pull my gun out and shoot into the sky.
We're not doing any of that. So.
Flux is picking fights over none.
Briefcase.
I take my hat back and put it back on.
Briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
The snakes know that this was a briefcase full of credits.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
The doctor did not.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they somehow knew that the doctor had this briefcase.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
The doctor might be a patsy for them trying to, like, smuggle in money or, like, you know, whatever. He said someone else paid him it?
Well, whoever... Yeah. I'm wondering if whoever had it was the pets, because there was this drunk guy. So,
yeah, drunk guy. Old janitor from that station.
Old janitor at Station 18?
Sutler 47.
Sutler 47, sorry.
Not even close.
I swear he said something 18. At Sutler 47, janitor from there had this briefcase, gave it to the doctor. Doctor didn't know. I'm assuming the janitor didn't know, because why would the janitor pay that many credits just to get patched up?
Because the Sand Snakes asked him to.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That they made a deal with someone else.
So the janitor probably wasn't actually, like, drunk. He knew. Gave it to the doctor.
That doesn't
and
make
this, any and
sense.
He goes, hey, the doctor has a briefcase now. And then the snakes go, good job. We're going to go in and take it.
But why would they have a guy give a briefcase full of money to the doctor and then go in and take it instead of just getting it themselves?
All right, all right.
They get seen by the enemy family that they're warring with, that they're getting funding, then that becomes a problem, Captain.
Exactly.
They're trying to secretly get funding.
You both read too many
Captain,
books.
Captain, my Captain, I think you're doing that thing where you say a lot of words and, you know, trying to not just come up with plans of your own, but trying to figure out other people's plans. And let's just do something. I say we just go to the station and find this man and then go from there.
That's a brilliant plan. That's a great plan.
Breathe, please.
That's an awesome plan. You understand? You're making a plan.
No.
No, it's not a plan. You're right. I'm wrong.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
While they're bickering, I'm going to put in the GPS, the station, just to see how far away it is.
Oh, it's in space. It's like, it's a fuel station in space.
We need a ship. I start putting it in the GPS, and I'm like, guys?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Did you guys consider that the station was in space?
Oh, man, I wonder if someone had considered stealing the ship back with a plan.
So we need a ship to get to the station.
Oh,
wait, why are we trying to get to the guy?
I don't know.
Because he's the only guy that's going to know why there's so many credits in there.
Okay, wait, question. Do we need to know why there's so many
exactly
credits in there? We have a buttload of credits.
What do you want to do? What do you suggest?
Okay, well, we have enough credits to maybe buy a ship.
Oh, yeah,
leave.
It's a lot of money. So you definitely have enough to buy a ship.
Mm-hmm. Or we can just do the job we came here to do, give it to the lady, get her ship, and go.
Well, no, because
you don't
we
trust
can't
the
do
lady.
That because somebody opened their big mouth, and now that bounty hunter knows that at least one of us has a very large bounty on our heads. She's gonna capture you guys too, because you guys likely have minimal bounties from just being around
here. That sounds like a secure job position for
yeah
me.
Kim, and you could assume that she would probably know that you
yeah
have
like
a bounty on your head too.
Yeah
I have to assume that I'm not the only one with a bounty on my head.
I don't have one.
No.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be real hard to throw you back into prison, right? Pretty easy to throw
all
someone
right
who's been there all back
right
in.
So we don't go back to the lady with the briefcase. So what do we do with the money? Where are we going to be able to use this to buy a ship?
We're not buying a ship. We're getting the Esposito back.
And how are we going to do that?
I don't know. You come up with it. You don't like plans.
I don't.
Let's
so
go with the flow. Let's just drive there and see if we end up in the ship. Okay, so I think we should get the Esposito back, but if I get outvoted, I suppose I can concede that we can just buy another ship.
Nobody said no to getting our old ship. All right, Mr. Plan Man, make a plan then.
No, you don't like plans, so we can just go with the flow.
All right, back to the bar.
We're going back to the bar?
I don't know.
Well, you want to be the captain, so I guess we're going back to the bar. Who's driving, by the way? Because I'm in the backseat. I pointedly got the backseat because I'm not going to drive.
He's done.
Yeah. I just try to do my job as a captain.
I'll drive.
Would you say that this constitutes for a blues check for Tallulah?
Yeah. Jesse, walk me through this.
Okay, so roll 2d6 and add your grit. If the total is 8+, you are shook up but taken a stride. You gain 1 blues. If
four
it's 7
five
or less, you gain no blues.
I got 6.
So you get no blues, so you're just upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flex, put some music.
I just have the window down and my head out.
So
holding my hat. Well, this seems like a good place to end. So you guys are on your way. So that was 5GMs Presents Orbital Blues.
This is wild.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yudi and Kendo, do you want to sign off and plug your stuff?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Yudi. That is why you are I. You can find me everywhere on the interwebs as at Yudi and the Beast.
And that's that. Hey, everybody. My name is Kendrick or Kendo, whichever you prefer. You can find me everywhere on the internet that matters at Kendo Makes Films. If you can't find me, you're somewhere that isn't that important, so find a better place. And if you want to hear any more of my actual play stuff, you can find it over at Tales Yet Told, wherever you get your podcasts. We tell stories at the intersection of queerness and horror using indie TTRPGs. You can find us on the internet at Tales Yet Told, on Blue Sky at talesyettold.com, and wouldn't you know it, that website also just works.
Yippee!
Amazing! I'm Adam.
Oh, I'm Kim.
And I'm Jesse.
And this has been 5GM Search Code. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Kim here. If you're really enjoying Orbital Blues, or you've just been wanting to pick up a copy for a while, now you can by using our code 5GMs in a spacesuit. You'll get 10% off an Orbital Blues core book, which works both for the PDF and the physical versions. So, what are you waiting for? Go check it out, and we'll see you among the stars.
Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check us out on our website, 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you on the next episode.